Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
What day is
it? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
You got
Mike,
me.
Mike.
Linda.
What day is it, Mike?
Linda, what day is it?
Come on, listen, Linda, what guess what it? Today is?
It's hump day.
Yay!
Linda, what day is it? Okay, we just take way too much pleasure in that
I know, I come out, I go, it's hump day. Sometimes little boys don't, they just want to say little boy. That's a little boy thing. That is cute, you know.
But I tell you what, but Bob and I forget it. You're the one that brings it up.
So it's just, we're talking about stupid movies last night. We watched this little part of this movie with Adam Sandler called Pixels.
Pixels.
Isn't anybody
seen that
funny.
Movie?
It's
stupid funny. It is.
Do you see it, Bob?
Have you seen that, Bob?
It's sort of a send-up of the various monsters.
From the 80s.
No. It was mashing up with video games.
Yeah, from the original video games like Frogger and Centipede and all these. Anyway,
Pac-Man.
Somebody said they went to see Trainwreck, which is, I guess, a comedy.
Uh-huh.
And said he just laughed and laughed. He and his son. Ted and his
son. Oh, really?
So they laughed and laughed and laughed. You see, I'm not sure girls like it because there's a lot of gore and you know, just 16 and 17 year old type of humor in it, which is why Ted really liked it.
Well, I'm a fan of Zoolander. Laughed so hard with Zoolander. I have no idea what the sequel's like, but it was so, you know, and I like, what was the bowling ball movie? I can't remember what that was. Another.
Is that the one with the bowler with that was one hand?
Ben Stiller was in that too. I laughed.
What was that?
Oh, my God, I laughed so hard. Oh, Ping Pong. Excuse me. It was a ping pong movie. But I was on the plane.
It was like bowling.
And you know, it's so funny because looking over the tops of the plane, the back, the rest, it was all guys. You know, they were watching the movie. And you could just see their shoulders moving up and down. And they were laughing because it was, but I was laughing. Because I like stupid funny. I mean, I'm not like Three Stooges funny. I don't think they're funny. I think Laurel and Hardy's funny.
Well, you don't like people getting slapped around and all that stuff, no. But
I thought Laurel. I think you know, certain Laurel and Hardy were funny. Let's see, certain parts of oh gosh, who were the guys that were popular in the '50s and they did all the horror flicks and they did comedy? Abbott and Costello.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that part of that they were stupid funny. You
so
know?
That means I'm pretty safe with you then.
Yeah.
You know, because you know what? If you
you're
like
adorable,
stupid,
stupid funny.
If you like stupid funny, here I am. That's right.
Speaking of stupid funny, we had a big turnout last night. The Trumper.
Oh, the Trumper. You know,
yeah.
Don't do that. They're going to march on the. They'll march on the studios. Here.
No, I don't mean it in a bad way.
Oh, okay.
I just sometimes he says the word stupid a lot, and it's funny. It's kind of funny, but anyway, he does the impossible again. We'll talk about that later in the program. Curly, well, should we just do an introduction? We went right into Hump Wednesday.
This is Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1469 after 7 here, while we just listened to Linda for the last 5 minutes. So
decaf.
That's right.
No, I just have to like 4 sips.
Stop going over there. I mean, you know, they're giving you triple.
No, I got a free coffee today.
You got a free coffee?
Yeah, I had enough stamps.
That's what I mean.
Good. You need jubilous.
You need to
jubilous. The word.
I don't think there is a word, jubilous.
Well, it's my word. So anyway, tell us more.
605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to my world.
Wait a minute. My caffeine hasn't kicked in yet. You're way ahead of me here.
Hey, if you're wondering about the weather, 43 currently, and mostly sunny today with our highs of 72. What a lovely day yesterday. I remember was, this kind of weather. That's what we're looking forward to today.
Yesterday?
Remember yesterday. It's a good day. Tonight's going to be partly cloudy with lows of around 46. Thursday calls for sunny and 75. Thursday night, mostly clear with 46. Chance of showers are coming on Friday with 72. And Friday night calls for about 50% showers at night. with our lows of around 47. Again, Saturday, again, chance of showers with our highs of 69 and Saturday night, 45. Love the fact that it's warm like this and then it rains again a little bit. Get the
Well, they're talking about some heavy rain next week.
That's okay. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. A weather's brought to you by Shots to Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-2793. Bob, tell us about the lake.
Well, right now we're at 993.5 feet above sea level. That's about 73.5 feet from the top. Only half a foot of rise, but bear in mind as the lake goes up, of course, it's spreading outward, so it takes more water to bring it up an equal number of feet. In terms of storage, we gained 20,000 acre feet of water overnight just from runoff. And that's a significant number of gallons.
Sure is. That's a lot. That's why, you know, Holiday Harbor. If you guys are going to go out to Holiday Harbor this year and you've got, you know, special days, start arranging it now. They are already getting a lot of reservations coming in because people see from all over. And it's not just here in California, not just around us. People are seeing that lake is up, and this is something they've done for years and they haven't been able to do for a year or two, maybe because they believe the lake was too low, even though it wasn't. So they are loading up to come up here so they can use our beautiful lake and use the facilities out at Holiday Harbor. So, okay. Let's start with Apple and the FBI and the battle that's going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Here's Apple, which is one of the major, I mean, you know, look at how they're advertising and all that, but right now Apple's losing the battle.
Ooh.
They are losing the battle with the FBI as far as public opinion. 51% of the people think, that's not, you know, that's still a majority, 51% of the people think that Apple should bust into that to give the FBI information about the terrorists. Only 36 or 38% believe that they shouldn't. And yet, when they say, people will say, yes, they should give it. They should give information to the FBI. And then they said, if they don't, will you stop using Apple? And the guy goes, young man, he looks around and he goes, no, I really like my iPhone. So, I mean, he thinks, I really believe they should give it, but no, I'm not going to stop using my iPhone.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you know, people, it's just one phone, it's just one phone. Well, the CIA is saying, oh, yes, this absolutely needs to be done. Now, when the CIA says something like that, my antenna go up. Because it's not just one phone. It's phones.
Well, it is all phones, but it's also, it gives them the access, they're saying, to be able to look at the terrorist phone to see, one, are there other cells? Because, you know, small cells that they're in contact with, where do they get their weapons? Well, they got the weapons, but, you know, how it worked, who they were talking to, and all that. Now, I'm looking at it from a counterterrorism kind of guy, and I understand that perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
But now I put on my American hat, and I was an American before, fighting bad guys.
Yeah.
I understand that if you bust this thing, but I just don't understand, because I'm not tech savvy enough. And you keep saying if it's done, it'll get out there. Well,
guaranteed.
If it's done in the labs of Apple with their own people, and they bust into this phone, can they then make new software?
I mean, they know how to make
the software. I mean, how long would it take to make just a new brand of software,
well,
an iOS and 10?
The problem being that to get into the phone, it requires a fundamental. It's a very complex situation, but in a post-Snowden Manning world, how much trust do we have that the gatekeepers will guard against the right
folks?
Okay,
well, let's get into that one, too, right after this message. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Merit and our friends over there. Cody Titus. Cody is a great, great representative for the buyer. She will find the house you want, the property you want, and she will make sure you get it at the price you want. Follow through on it. She's very experienced like that. And it's whether it's your first home, an investment property, or finding that final dream ranch that you've always wanted. You know, it's one of the things that people do, you know, when they get up there. They want that final property. Anyway, give Cody a call at 209-0721 at Properties by Merit. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 7:15 in the morning, 43 degrees out there, going up to 72. KCNR 1460, this is Free Fire Radio.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning, they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
400-pound bears, Dakota Fred of Gold Rush fame, Tough Shed's Ultimate Man Cave, 220-foot super zip line, laser tag, man submersible water rocket, jet evader, splash dogs, kids' crown fishing pond, rock climbing wall, fast spin. All this and more as Crown Motors presents the all-new NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, March 4th, 5th, and 6th. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Once a year only, show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing, tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, RV accessories, and more. March 4th through 6th.
CareNet Pregnancy Center of Northern California is hosting a community-wide free event on Friday, March 4th at Redding Christian Fellowship Church from 6 to 8:30. Join us for a beautiful evening of worship, presentations from our team, client stories, an open mic for Q&A, as well as a call to action. If you have a heart for celebrating life in our community, we'd love for you to partner with us at this event. Please RSVP at carenetnorcal.org/upcomingevents. Call 530-246-7075.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Okay, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, in case you thought you were over at, like, JPR or something there. Okay. All right.
We're here this morning with the, of course, the North State Symphony, Scott Seaton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Our fabulous rock star conductor. Yes, he's on. He's on. And so we, my goodness, I've got chills.
Also, Andrew Swords.
Oh, who Andrew
is,
so Swords.
Who is our violinist right there.
Yes.
So what's happening? You guys are going to be, you'll be performing, soloing.
Yeah, this weekend we have our big concert set coming up, our third of four for the season, and this concert is featuring a lot of sort of beautiful melodies is the theme this time around. So, you know, last time was rhythm, before that it was these epic pieces, but now it's just these gorgeous tunes that you won't be able to get out of your head. For example, we're doing a piece by one of the most famous melodic composers out there, and that's Johannes Brahms, and in his symphony that we're doing, he actually steals his own lullaby, which this famous lullaby that most people are familiar with as a child. Da da dee. Actually played it.
Go to sleep, go to sleep.
Yeah, So you'll hear that built into this work.
Yeah, we just lost a producer.
Put in the city to sleep.
Yeah. We just lost a producer.
And on top of that, of course, Andrew is here to play one of our favorite pieces, the Sibelius Violin Concerto. It's something that we've been waiting to do for many, many years and haven't found the right opportunity till now with the North State Symphony.
So when you say you've been waiting to do this, do you guys go back?
We go way back. We are very close friends, and we have played together many, many times.
And Scott's lost many Monopoly matches to me. But he won't admit that fact.
So did you guys go to school together?
No, but I live in Cleveland, Ohio, and Scott was formerly based in Northeast Ohio, so there's many years of collaborations. And
so let me ask you something. As I tell our listening audience, you know, Andrew's here, and he's got the violin, and he's got on cowboy boots. And you're like, okay, now you think as you're in the North State, you got to throw on boots, because, of course, Scott's always dressed very dapper and it's kind of GQ. He's very GQ. And so I love this look, and I'm like, okay, now what? Is it funny? Because you want to typecast immediately. Like,
no,
you
don't. Well, this is 2016. You don't want to typecast.
I love that. I know. He shocked me. You guys are so
hip. This is a guy you see at the bar. You don't pick a fight with this guy. It's a big guy.
So, Andrew, tell us where your love of violin started and a little bit about your background.
I was watching Sesame Street one day, and the violinist Itzhak Perlman was on discussing his disability with a kid. And I'll never forget that, you know, she bounds on stage and screeches with the way at the violin, and he's pulling himself on stage with his crutches and yet proceeds to play beautifully. And it was a lesson on what's easy for you might not be so easy for me. And I asked my parents to get me a violin, and this box of wood with four strings and this stick with horsehair is kind of my life right now.
I love that.
Yeah.
So they get you a violin, and how old were you?
I was 5 or 6.
Did you have like a kind of was your first piece that the first piece you really learned? You're going to play it. Ooh, I love that. Twinkle, twinkle.
Over and over and over. And I mean, I remember the neighbor saying that sometimes it was so bad they had to close the windows.
Yeah?
But I had everybody fooled because my ear was the only musical ear in the house. I would go up into my room and put on a CD and read one of those Hardy Boys books cover to cover. And for some reason, my mom didn't realize that the CD with the London Philharmonic and 100-piece, you know, orchestra was not little old me screeching away. So I would go downstairs and she would say, "I'm so proud of you for practicing. Go outside and play." So I got out of practicing for a few years.
This is great. So
I remember the Hardy Boys. I mean, yeah. And I'm a little bit older than you, but the Hardy Boys mysteries. Oh, yeah, those are cool.
So welcome to Reading, and this is Thank exciting. You. This is a dream you guys have had for a long time to play this piece.
Yeah. This piece, I've always been fascinated with Sibelius music. It's very organic, very inspired by nature. And the piece we're playing was very much inspired by cold, dark landscapes. So the thing with this weekend, we have to imagine ourselves in a cold, dark place, even though it's going to be mid-70s out. But yeah, he loved just writing about the trees and the forests, and he even wrote a piece based on a pack of swans flying overhead. So it's a very beautifully yet dark piece, but it starts off sort of very subdued and then ends with these very rhythmic gestures in the strings while he's playing all this turbulent, crazy stuff on top of that. And it's actually a very difficult piece for violin. Its first version was practically unplayable. So that just tells you how
talented. Current version is practically unplayable.
Okay, now let's talk. We've got a couple minutes left before we listen to Andrew play again. Again, you know, remember we talked about this last time you were here, was etiquette in the symphony. Can you just kind of go over with everybody, you know, the kind of, there's, and what I really loved was your answer to it. Yeah, you like it? Great, we like that too. But there are certain times that you need to be able to, you know, move things along.
Yeah, we have a little funny story about etiquette and moving things along. One time we were playing a concerto together in Toronto, and it was Mozart's fifth violin concerto, and we were starting the rehearsal. It was a snowy, rainy, or dreary day in Toronto, and Andrew was running late, but we had to start the rehearsal. So I was going, And just as we were playing the beginning section where he was about to come in, he storms on stage.
Scott, I think he asked you about the audience etiquette. not your solo etiquette.
No, don't tell me you're not a prima donna. You are not a, well, not a prima donna, of course, you know, what would you call a guy?
I'm here at the crack of dawn, aren't I?
Yes. And with a smile on your face, and just, you guys have great energy. It's so exciting to see this, I will say, youthful vibrancy. And it's great that Reading is so, and the North State and Chico with mm-hmm. our North State Symphony, we're so blessed to have you come here and share with a, you know, the generational thing, you know, I mean, because we pass it forward, we bring it forward. So go back into the etiquette.
Sure. No, yeah. No, so that was just a nice little story. But as far as concert etiquette, you know, we encourage people to acknowledge when they like something. You know, if you like a movement that was just played, why not clap?
Yeah, you don't have to wait to the end till you turn around. It's if they're playing and they finish, if Andrew finishes, everybody can just stand up and cheer.
It's 2016.
And I just flew in from Los Angeles, where their idea of a dress code of the concert is far different from the other coast.
Right.
Oh, is that right?
Coast,
oh, Los Angeles. How do they dress in Los Angeles?
Oh, Hawaiian shirts and pineapples. And
very Reading.
And nothing else.
Yeah. No, I think we have some people here that still want to show up to the symphony with a jacket and a tie.
And that's perfectly fine.
Yes, you just want people
the
there.
Point, yeah, the point is
come
you
enjoy
go
yourself
and yeah. enjoy this grand musical mm-hmm. feast in front of you. You can right. dress. You can if you want to dress up, do it. If you want to show up in jeans and a t-shirt like I used to do with the Boston Symphony, feel free. I'm not going to turn around and scold you
yes.
if you show up in jeans
you
and
want
a
people
t-shirt.
To enjoy the beautiful
yeah.
part
it's,
of it.
Cool. It's when it boils down to it, it's about the music.
Right.
That's what
is.
I'm trying to stress.
I want to ask the question from such, especially somebody that's as talented as you are.
Both
what's
of them.
The difference? Well, yeah, both of you, but on the but I'm talking violin. What's the difference between the violin and the fiddle?
Everybody asks that.
Well, there good. I'm glad that I'm original.
There is no difference. It's just the sound that comes out of it. So if you're at a honky-tonk, you know,
I'm waiting for this. I'm waiting
Central
for this,
Virginia,
man.
And you hear. That there is probably a fiddle.
That's probably a fiddle.
But well, that's it.
But
you know,
we'll have very elegant violin.
Right.
Yeah.
This but people can, you know, but you've obviously you have to learn all, you know, all facets of it if you're going to
sure.
be on this. And that was the thing. You know, you see, you can't be a country band unless there's a fiddle like that. And you see, I mean, it's just the violin has so many different ways of touching people.
And it's funny because I've spent the last 2+ decades, but I'm not that old out there, people. You know, interpreting and learning notes that are written on a page, notes that were written hundreds of years ago, that I can't improvise worth anything because
really?
I'm so used to learning what's in front of me.
Scott, you're from the Nashville area. There used to be a place called the Station Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And the Station Inn, quickly, I don't want to take time, but it's a place where people would come out of the hills, and it was all bluegrass.
Mm-hmm.
So they would just sit in a circle. And it would be like, they'd look at you, and then there'd be the next guy playing. Somebody would pick,
oh, yeah.
somebody would play. I think about that. Yeah, exactly. Pick, play. They would just, whatever they, you know, it was
oh,
so
yeah.
cool. You just sit in the back and just watch. He's like, wow, you know. Anyway, so I'm really excited about the fact, when I think about what it takes to learn an instrument and master an instrument, just kudos.
Oh, thank you. That's
and we're so
nice.
Excited for your weekend performance.
Okay, now it's going to be?
Cascade
Theater.
So Saturday night, 7:30 at the Cascade with a 6:30 pre-concert lecture where Andrew will also stop by and
okay.
chat for a few minutes.
Talk about the concert
yep.
that night.
Uh-huh.
Good.
And then Sunday at 2 p.m. in Chico. Mm.
All right. So this Saturday at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. And why don't we go on out with Andrew, play us something. You know, I know you can't improvise. So,
yes, you
so,
can.
So do what you do best.
You guys are blowing my mind. Thank you.
Saturday, Cascade
Thank
Theater.
Thank you so much. What
starts
a blessing.
Starts at 6:30 with the pre-concert.
6:30 pre-concert lecture, 7:30 performance. What you just heard was the opening melody of the Sibelius, so it goes a long way from there.
Wow.
So you have to come to see to find out.
Okay.
Get
All
lost.
Right.
Get
All right, we're
going to
take a quick
symphony.
Break here, 7:31 in the morning here on the 24th of February, Wednesday. We'll be right back.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:33 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday, February the 24th. It's 43 degrees out there, going up to 72 today. What a beautiful day it's going to be. What can I say except... thanks to Shasta Gas Propane for bringing us the weather every time.
Can give us a call here, 605-4567. We did have a caller. He said, come on back. Oh, good. Okay, this portion of the show, first of all, we have to do our sponsors.
Brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction there, Ted Lighty and his group of NRA instructors that teach all over Northern California, 8 or 9 different counties up here that they teach in, providing some of the most complete CCW training that you're going to get. This is his business. He takes this as a business. He travels throughout the state, Northern California state. His classes are full. His classes are very well taught, very well received. Check out his Facebook page and also the website at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. Ted Lighty and Northern Firearms Instruction. Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing today?
We're fine. We're back. We went past the symphony and we're back again. So what was your question?
Well, you were talking about this cell phone thing. Now, I talked to an old friend of mine see, that was yesterday or day before yesterday. And the government isn't telling us quite the truth on this. This did not come off the Internet, believe me. I'll tell you for sure.
Okay.
There were three phones involved. He had a personal phone, she had a personal phone, and he had a phone that was issued by the county of San Bernardino. The two phones that they had personally were destroyed and never found. The one they want to check on is the one from San Bernardino. Now, I don't think there's going to be anything serious, but the government isn't telling us everything you need to know.
Okay. So, but they still got a phone they want to get into, right?
Well, yeah, it's the one that was issued by the county of San Bernardino to him because he worked there.
Okay. All right. Okay, we'll see what happens. You know, frankly, I can see both sides of the story. One, I really believe in the freedom of being, of not having the government into everything. On the other hand, I also know how insidious the terrorists are. Thanks a lot, Henry.
You bet. Bye.
All right.
This is not the first time I've heard that this is actually a test case, sort of a showdown between the government, between security agencies and the tech companies who want to offer their customers secure
I'm
products.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was reading that today or yesterday also, is that there's several other cases they wanted to bring to Apple and to these other tech companies, but they weren't strong enough. This one, they believe they can get public opinion on their side. They can get public opinion on their side. What happens? What happens when you hear that strange noise? Is
now the listeners don't hear that.
Oh, they don't hear that.
No,
okay,
just our monitor system.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say if you heard that, it was because of it's static electricity in this place. Occasionally, we'll push a button for us. At least that's what the engineers tell me. Every one of them tell me that. I think they get together and make this stuff up and they're drinking beer.
No, but
and then the next thing you know, it's sunspots over Lake Tanganyika.
Okay. Just your headphones that do that.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, Trump, what do you think? Trump whacks him again, and this time he's up at 46%. He's doubled both Rubio and Cruz. And by the way, Rubio elbowed Cruz out of the way. Carson's at 5, and Casey, I'm not even sure if he's still running.
This is what I have, 45.91% for Donald Trump with 14 delegates, 23.85% Marco Rubio with 7 delegates, and 21.38% with Ted Cruz, 6 delegates. Now, we were looking at the comparison to, let me find that again, with Hillary and Bernie. Hillary had like 52 in the Democrat caucus in Nevada, and Bernie Sanders was like 46
But they have these super delegates in the Democrat Party, which is a way of going around the popular vote because they have super delegates say, oh, no, these people can pledge to Hillary. Well, that's why Bernie, even though he creamed her in New Hampshire, she came out with more delegates than he did because they have these super delegates that have already pledged on to Hillary's side before Bernie came up, feeling the burn. You know, this is and now here's what it looks like it's going to be. I don't know if they can stop Trump, frankly. When you get into Texas, you've got Cruz there, and Cruz may be able to pull Texas out because that's where he's from. Rubio, on the other hand, is getting beat in Florida, his home state, by Trump very easily. So this is going to be an interesting end to this. Are we going to see a Hillary and the Donald presidential race? And then the question is, the Democrats keep saying, well, we want the Donald. We can beat the Donald. We're not sure about Rubio. I'm not sure they can beat the Donald because Hillary, if she's not indicted by then, by the FBI
it's not going to happen under Obama's watch.
I think there's enough FBI agents out there that would they'd leak it then. They'd say, we have the information.
Force
them to do something.
I don't think it's going to happen under Obama's watch. I just don't think. I think that she has Teflon. There's a lot of Teflon around, her actions. And I'm not saying that there's nothing about what she did that was right or anything about it. You know how I feel. But I don't think under Obama and the powerful, any of the powers to be around his administration are going to let that happen to Hillary, because it's such a blemish that's going to go down under under Obama. Yeah, One more thing. But here's a question I have for you. What do you think about this Guantanamo Bay?
Guantanamo Bay?
Yeah.
Well, I think that
what did
we
I call
have,
it?
You had that. It was kind of close. Oh. Closer to avocado, but it was close.
Stop it with me already. Okay, go ahead. What do you think?
On the tip of my lips.
Yes, tell me. Say, tell our listeners.
Well, let me. I want to go back and finish about Trump first.
Oh,
and you
well,
just
I have a lot here.
I know, but here's something from one of our listeners who's up in Pittville.
Literally?
Pittville. Yes, she's up in Pittville.
Yes. Okay.
That's the name I've of been to Pittville.
Pittville. Okay. She's way up there. Trump is winning because the leadership in both parties has failed dismally. The people have had it with politicians being bought and paid for by special interest and ruling class elitist. And she also said, you can get stuck at the farm here if you get off the road because it's muddy.
What passes for dirt up there is some pretty unique stuff.
So, I think she's right. You know, people are just really upset. This is why Trump is coming in. Now, other people, these pundits will say, you know what, the most he'll ever get is 36%. That's it, 36%. When you have all these other people running, he just is still going to get 36%, but he's going to beat them. Well, now he's getting 40%. Now he's getting 48%. How many of the ones of Bush, when they dropped out, went immediately to Rubio or Cruz, or how many of them slid over then to Trump? Because you don't know that. The question is Trump able to win against Hillary? You brought up a real good point. That even if the FBI has everything, they have the smoking gun, they've got people willing to say stuff, what will Obama do? Unless Obama dislikes them enough to throw her to the dogs and let Biden move into it right during the middle, you know, right at the time of the convention or right before the convention. They're not going to let Bernie win because Bernie will just take the whole party down in flames.
All those former bra burners are out there going, it's our turn.
Well, you know what? We're going to get a 19-year-old girl here. I've just talked to her. I've talked to the people with her, and
you mean on the show?
On the show, she's a college student. She said, and she's written
a
blog.
Oh, that's a beautiful
that blog.
Article.
You should read
this
blog. She says, I'm not voting for Hillary Clinton, and don't call me names. And this is why I'm not. And I tell you what, we're going to have her on and have a 19-year-old female say, this is why I'm not going to vote for her, just because what she's got, because she's a woman.
You have to read the blog. And who sent that to us? Someone sent us that.
Lori sent it to us.
Okay.
And so now we're going to take that, and she's given me all the information to get in touch with the girl.
She's going to Berkeley. She's from Reading.
Yeah, she's going to Berkeley. And trust me, this girl is not a I wouldn't call her a conservative.
No.
But she's got such a articulate argument against Hillary. And that I want to not only read it, but have her on and talk about it. But anyway, going to Guantanamo Bay. We put these people here because they're terrorists, because they are prisoners of war, and they're trying to keep them out of the fight. Obama has already released many of them, several of whom have gotten back into the fight already. And he wants to close Guantanamo Bay down. What's he going to do? What's he going to do with the people? Is he going to put them in the United States? What's the plan? So I don't think they've seen a plan to do with all the ones that remain in there in Guantanamo Bay. I think part of his deal, okay, get this. Part of the deal with Castro is to close Guantanamo Bay. Give Guantanamo Bay back to Cuba. How much do you want to bet? How much do you want to bet somewhere in there when he's going to dump everybody out of Guantanamo, and then he's going to bring up giving Guantanamo Bay back to the Cubans? Because it comes under, that treaty has gone away. You know, he's going to do something like that. This is Obama. Obama, does Obama care about America? Does he really care? Does he care about the
United States?
He regards himself as a world citizen.
When
you take a look at what's happened since he's been the president, and you think about it, is America better off now than it was? I mean, let's talk about all of America.
Well,
is all of America better off now than it was 8 years ago when he first came here?
Okay, so under which administration would you say that we became better off?
Well, I can tell you right after Carter, after what Carter did to us under the Reagan administration, that that we came back, you know, I think under Clinton, but Clinton's was a, Clinton had a good administration as far as money went, but that was built on a kind of a false premise of technology that then disappeared. And then you have, and then it collapsed under Bush. So, I mean, has it come back? You know, people keep saying, the economy's back. No, it's not. Economy's not back. Look around. You know, it's coming back, but it's not back yet. The military is in deep, deep trouble because of the decisions that Obama's made. The world is in a lot worse shape than it was when Obama came in. I mean, my gosh, I mean, anybody can see that. Anybody can see that. And yet they say, oh, yeah, but he's letting people that believe that they're girls now use, you know, even if they're 15 or 16, go into little girls' bathrooms. What is this if it's a male going in there? That's better because they feel like a female, even if they look all male, because they feel like that. Is that better? What about the rights of little girls? What about the rights of people in this country that don't believe in it, but yet if you say, look, this is against my religion, this is against my holy beliefs, they get sued and their business is shut down because they don't want to bake a wedding cake? Are you kidding me? Where is that? Where is that saying is that America is better? When they overreach so much that everything that touches you has got a law and you've got millions and billions, you've got millions of bureaucrats out there that are just kind of clamping down on you, on everything. When is that better? Are we better now?
Well,
the price of gas has gone down. Oh, okay. Okay, that's cool. The price of gas has gone down, but do you see the Social Security and the military? Did they get a cost of living increase? No. Does everybody else get increases? Yes. It's ridiculous. It's also 7:47, and I have to go.
We got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about, speaking of, something you may be using that was just an incredible lawsuit that was settled that you may want to know about this. We'll talk about that on the other side of this break. KCNR 1460, good Wednesday morning here on KCNR 1460.
Have you ever used the excuse, the devil made me do it? Well, you may be right. I'm Screwtape, demon extraordinaire and star of The Screwtape Letters, the wildly popular stage adaptation of the best-selling novel by C.S. Lewis. In a series of brilliantly composed letters, I teach young Wormwood the art of temptation. It's a wickedly witty portrait of how demons like me influence your everyday life. But don't take my word for it. After all, why should you trust me? The Wall Street Journal raves, C.S. Lewis, The Screwtape Letters is one hell of a good show. Delightfully repulsive. And the National Review calls it pure genius. An outstanding piece of work. See C.S. Lewis, The Screwtape Letters. Get your tickets today.
Reading Civic Auditorium, Friday, March 4th. Tickets and info at readingcivic.com or by calling the box office 229-0022.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The Trade School at Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting a fundraiser called the Electrician's Ball. Join us Friday, March 11th at the Red Lion Hotel and dine on salmon or prime rib prepared by Chef Kim Miller. Enjoy wines from the Mosley Family Cellars and be entertained by Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble. Invest at the Craftsman's Art Auction, a silent auction featuring the handcrafted artistry of local sculptors, painters, and craftsmen.
Tickets are $50 per person. Visit ShastaBE.com/events or call the Shasta Builders Exchange at 221-5556.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 10 minutes till 8 o'clock, and we've got a couple of things going, but let's real quick in the thing that people should know about. Then I want to go to the DRBA. We have somebody on the line. You said about that legal case?
Yeah, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of an Alabama woman who died from ovarian cancer, allegedly caused by using the company's baby powder and other products that contain talcum for feminine hygiene. Now, as we go through the article, it talks about the fact that, you know, over 2 years ago, her son took over his mother's caring for her after her diagnosis. We know sometimes with women, we use a feminine spray, but they have always said the talcum in baby powder has been safe. But there's over 1,200 still pending cases that the Johnson & Johnson is facing. So that's just something to be looking at about what's in the talcum powder that you're using in areas. And so I just thought that was important to bring that to your attention today. Johnson & Johnson made $72 million in talcum-related cancer cases.
So it could be something that women may want to take a look at.
Well, and also anybody who decides to use a lot of baby talcum powder on their body.
Huh. Okay.
In certain
areas. In the paper today was another comments on the Downtown Reading Business Association, and Christian Schrader making the comments that we just don't know where the money went to yet, and how they're trying to find out, and the DRBA has given them the information. But now we have the president of the DRBA on, and that's Vint Stevenson. Good morning, Vint.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks.
Okay. The paper is just kind of rehashing things from like several months ago for some reason. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, something tells me that somebody wanted this brought up again. So here we are again. This is let me make sure that it's clear for anyone listening out there, and I've also posted the comment in the paper. The bottom line is this: one, every expenditure is easily traceable by check. So I mean, we didn't use any cards or online purchases or, you know, anything else. No cash was taken out, nothing like that. Everything was done by check, so it's easily traceable. Everything is done by the annual budget. So we had a budget that was approved by the city council, the very same
including Christian Schrader
council that we talk
right
about.
Including Christian Schrader.
Including Christian Schrader, especially Christian Schrader. And so it was approved by them, and we followed that budget. And if you had any question at all, you can look in the minutes, and every expenditure is accounted for by a motion and a vote in the minutes, and it's down to the penny.
Why are they saying they don't know where the money was spent?
Quite frankly, between you and I, Carl, and anybody listening out there, they're lazy. They're just absolutely lazy. They paid a CPA $4,500 to go out and do an audit of 10 checks. The DRBA in its existence has never written more than 12 checks in a year. So for 10 checks, they paid a CPA $4,500 to audit this. And he can't get off his lazy butt and go down to the station and sit with Mike Quinn and get this audit done. Everything's about you need to get QuickBooks and you need to send me emails and you need to do this. They need to stop all this and quit trying to rub people wrong in the paper and on, you know, Steve Bates. I mean, this is just the most amazing little twit action I can imagine. Steve Bates steps out and says, well, we have questions about we can't get an invoice for the 9200. It's Girlinger Steel. He could walk down there in 5 minutes and get an invoice. Roger would give him the invoice.
In fact, we'll just call Roger and say, hey, why don't you send him an invoice because the guy's too lazy to go down there.
Too lazy to go get it. They had a question. One of Jenny's questions was, well, we heard that there were supposed to be 10 trash receptacles, and you only have 6. Really? Is this a big concern?
I think we have 9.
The trash receptacles were more expensive than what we thought. We needed to keep the homeless out. We needed to have them powder-coated so they'd match and look nice. They needed to be bolted down and heavy. I mean, there were just so many little things. And as it turns out, our expectation of being able to spend $10,000 and get 10 trash receptacles was wrong. Wow, you know, blame Girlinger, blame us for not estimating more. Instead of giving more to the city, we could have bought another trash receptacle. The bottom line is there's six beautiful trash receptacles on the streets. They're bolted down. They're ready to go. You know what? People probably drove right by them and didn't even notice them.
Well, here's the thing, though, too, is Mike Quinn was the accountant for DRBA, and he is an accountant, so this is kind of like his real busy time of the year, and I've talked to him. I said, well, why don't you just give it to him? He says, I've given them everything I have. Now they want me to go back for years that I wasn't the accountant. And from what I understand, that before you took over, all that, when you walked in, all that stuff is gone.
Yeah. I mean,
it's
if they
gone.
Want to talk to somebody, they should go back and talk to Julie DePrada. They should talk to Kenny, what's his name, from Market Street.
Kenny Prelap.
People that, you know, they were running it back then.
Anyway, so, the other thing, too, is you need to take a look at the people that's in the DRBA. You can say a lot of things, you know, about me. I mean, it's fine, but nobody's ever accused me of being dishonest or cheating anybody.
No.
And or you can talk about Grace Place, or you can talk about Sam Allen over at Carousel. I think that what happens is that people, for some reason, don't want to do that work themselves, and they want to they want you to do all of this anyway.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
but there's nothing.
Dollars.
Yeah, there's nothing hidden there. I mean, when I was there and I was on the board there, as were several other, you know, downtown businesses, to think that we would spend that money or just use that money on ourselves or anything like that is ridiculous.
No, this went to the 2030 Club for the Christmas parade. It went to the downtown bicycling event. It went to street sweepers. It went to trash receptacles. I mean, very simple stuff. But you know what? Everybody needs to realize not very many things were actually purchased with that money. And then what money was left over was the $2,700 that went back to the city so they could divide it up, supposedly. But I think what it really comes down to, and I made reference to it when Jenny called, was the simple fact that it was Walt McNeil. As soon as Walt came on, they just circled their wagons and started shooting. So, I mean, this is a simple situation that could have easily been addressed had they just taken the time and made the effort. They didn't need to pay $4,500 to have a CPA. They have people on staff that could have easily done this within probably 45 minutes. Any taxpayer out there, any of us could do it in a matter of minutes. It's only like 10 checks. So okay. Give me a break. This is absolutely one of the most worst tackled projects that I think I've seen them do. And that says a lot because look at some of the other stuff that they've done.
Okay.
So I just, I'm...
All right,
I'm
go sit down.
Take a deep breath. Thank you for your passion.
Okay,
though,
don't
really.
Drink any coffee right now. Hey, buddy, thanks a lot for calling in because it's getting to be kind of, you know, it's too much. All right.
This is just ignorant.
Ben Stevenson, former president of the DRBA, and who is, as you just heard, what he really thinks about this. Thanks a lot, Ben. Hey, Brian Daly, Assemblyman Brian Daly, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Well, we're great, except we've got to take we have a hard break here.
Okay, so I can only go until about 8:25, and let me know when your breaks are so I can...
Well, you know what we're going to do. We're going to do something completely different here. Can I just skip the news?
Go for it.
Of course I can.
It's your radio station.
Okay.
News
is
off.
We're going to skip the news, everybody, and we're just going to go to Assemblyman Brian Daly. We've got him for like another 25 minutes, so we can talk to him about a lot of things. Good morning, Assemblyman Brian Daly.
How are you doing, Carl?
Fine. Linda's here with me, too.
Oh, awesome.
Good morning.
You got us both. Got us, Brian.
And thank you so much for the honor the other night. We really appreciate that.
You bet.
So
I just want to let you know real quick before we get into the politics. So we'll be in Reading Friday. My son, Reagan, is going to be wrestling at the Civic. He made the masters for his weight class at 152. So Megan and I are just his first year. He's a freshman. And to make it to Masters is just incredible. So we're really proud of him.
Well, wow, that's good
great.
Stuff. Well,
you know, farm boys out there, right? Hey, maybe you should bring him into one of the committees down there.
Yeah, maybe lifting those grain sacks hasn't hurt him much, huh?
Yeah, that's right. You know, he goes out there, hey, I could pick you up. You're not, you know, you're a lot lighter. Okay,
by the way, this is KCNR Shasta Redding. We do have to do our top of the hour
break right there.
Legal thing. KCNR Shasta Redding.
Okay, hey Brian, so many things going on.
Yeah.
Down there. It's, you know, between new laws that are coming up, you know, water, everything that's happening down there, and these new assorted gun laws that they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
What's your highest priority right now?
So I'm going to just kind of go in order here. The number one priority right now is, which is a bill that we've been negotiating with the governor on, is the Managed Care Organizations Financing Plan. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I'm somewhat.
It's basically how your insurance company gets planned through the ACA or the Obamacare plan. So California is... has to come up with about $1 billion and to offset the taxes that the federal government has pushed onto us. But we were able to work with the governor and come up with a financing plan that actually cuts taxes. It's I can't even believe it's really happened. We're going to take action on it, I think, tomorrow. But it's really going to impact my district in a positive way. So we had the, if you recall back a couple of years ago when they did the they were taxing. They gave the money to our long-term cares. There's one up in Fall River. There's one in Plumas County. I have them scattered all over my district, where you know people take their loved ones in and they take care of them until they pass away, basically. Anyway, they had given the money to run those facilities, and then the governor and the state guys came back and said, "Oh, you got to pay that back." Well, it's about $120 million to those facilities. Uh-huh. And in this plan, I was able to negotiate that they don't have to pay that money back. So it's about a $10 to $12 million relief for those long-term care facilities. So that's one part of it. The other part is the way we're able to structure the plan is that we're actually going to increase the money we get from the federal government. You know, we pay the money that the California pays to the federal government. We only get 68 cents back on every dollar that the California. So we're a donor state, they call it. So we're able to increase that by $700 million. They'll have to give back the money that we're already paying. So that's another positive of it. So that's going to be happening tomorrow. I'm excited about it that the Republicans, as a group here in Sacramento, we held together. We negotiated with the governor, and we're actually getting some stuff back for our districts that probably wouldn't happen if we weren't staying strong and coordinating very well.
Well, good. So it looks like it's going to be like a group effort to do this?
So I don't think that all the Republicans will vote for it. I'm definitely going to vote for it because I've been in the middle of the negotiations. I think some of them it's just political. I don't understand why. I mean, Howard Jarvis has gone neutral. Cal Chamber is... support. They're, all the groups that we, you know, work with that determine whether they're taxes or not taxes or fees are all in support of it. So I don't know why some of them won't vote for it. I don't understand it. But I am excited about it. I can't wait for it to happen and be able to, you know, for once bring something back to my district in a positive manner to keep the services that we need. The developmentally disabled, we were able to leverage to get $300 million for that. So 7.26 increase in those facilities too, where people that are disabled are able to you know get some services.
Okay. Wow.
So now we'll move on. That's what I'm consumed with for this morning. That's why I can't stay on too much longer. I got to go meet with.
Well, we've got to probably turn you loose at about a quarter till. Or quarter after, anyway. So
yeah, I got time. I can stay till about 25 after. But okay. The other thing I wanted to mention to you is that yes, there is a whole host of gun legislation coming. I am not on public safety committee, so I don't get a shot at them. No pun intended. But I don't get a shot at them until they get to the floor. If they get to the floor, so. But I'm working with other members across the aisle, educating them on why they should not support any more gun legislation that restricts. Legal owners of guns regulates them anymore because it's really The problem that we have in this state is it's the illegal gun ownership or laws being broken. It's not the people who obey the laws.
Well, you know, that's what the thing is can we stop them from doing this, from passing all these things?
Well, the only way you can do it is by, stopping the bills in committee and then getting them either you got to kill them in the committees or on the floor. The bills can go through if there's enough people to vote for them. And we have been successful in the past on quite a few bills. But I will say this, as much as I love the NRA, they don't spend a lot of time in California helping put people in office. They've kind of not been as aggressive. Now, the California Pistol and Gun Owners Association, those guys are amazing down here. They work hard. But the NRA, I think, is focused more on other, national issues and not so much in California. Not that I will always be a member, and I will continue to donate to them. I think they think there's more fertile lands elsewhere to do legislation.
Well, they don't realize that there's still a lot of work to be done here, and we're everybody's fighting the fight there. Yeah,
hey, but let me mention to you that California is one of the biggest states for buying firearms. If you look at the numbers of firearms that are sold in our state versus other states, it's a lot. We buy more firearms.
Yeah, we buying like a million firearms last year.
Yeah, well, Obama's been the best thing that it could happen to gun sales, I can tell you that.
Hey, a lot of things going on too on the as far as the the water thing's going up again, and then the high speed rail. What this high speed rail? They've changed the rules on it and where they're putting it now.
Yeah, well, because they know. So first off, there's a group of folks who are going to try to put on the ballot to repeal it, and they know they've already pulled it. If it does get on the ballot, it will overwhelmingly get defeated. And so I'm hoping that they'll be able to get the signatures and put it on the ballot. So that's the reason that they're trying to change and go the other direction towards San Francisco, which is where they should have. If they were going to do high-speed rail from San Francisco to the valley, the closest place to go or from the coast to the valley is from San Francisco, where all the traffic problems are. So, I got to mention when we speak of traffic, and so I'm opposed to that, Carl and Linda. You know that. I think it's a waste of taxpayers' money. We should be using that money to build reservoirs and to take care of our water infrastructure. But I want to talk to you about – so I did a post on my Facebook about an article that was in the L.A. Times that talked about taxing by the mile to increase the taxes to help our road infrastructure. It's the largest amount of people saw that. I had 31,000 people. The closest one I've ever had to that was about 4,500. So it's in my district, if you want to talk about taxing by the mile, I know, and I'm obviously opposed to that. But I can't believe the comments and the stuff. People just it blew up on there.
Were they abusing you or agreeing with you?
No, I think for the most part, I think my constituents understand that that we're in the minority and that I work very well across the aisle trying to get stuff done. And if you look at the legislation I've been able to pass for my district, I've done more in forestry than any legislation in the last 35 years. We passed a water bond. So I think my constituents are knowing I'm down here fighting for them, and I'm trying to do something a little bit different than what we've seen in the past. I've had 53 members of the legislature to our district. 2 weeks ago, this is something I'm very proud of, I had the Speaker of the Assembly at my home in Bieber. So the incoming Speaker, Anthony Rendon, will be sworn in March 7th. He's the new incoming Speaker. I had Lorena Gonzalez. She's in District 80. She's clear down on the end of the border by San Diego. I had Phil Ting from San Francisco. I had Jim Cooper from Elk Grove. I had four of the Republicans. We actually flew up to Fall River. We left here about 9 o'clock. One of the members, Republican members, the new members, has a plane. We flew up to Fall River. I took him out to my ranch. Took him to my house. I took him for lunch on the Fall River. Went down to Burney Falls, showed him the power plant and the sawmills in Burney, and talked to him about how we need those facilities to reduce wildfire. So those opportunities I've had to bring people to the district are paying off, because once they see, that I have to drive 50 miles from my home to Burney to get a prescription filled one way, Right, so it's a 100-mile round trip to just, you know, get a prescription. And even over-the-counter stuff's hard to find in Beaver that, you know, that you guys get at CVS. So their ability to be able to look at my district and go, wow, now we understand why you are trying to
Well, you know, this thing about the GPS.
I think that helps me be successful here.
You know what? They have no idea that, you know, for them it has little impact on them because it's close and people, you know, they've actually got a rapid transit authority. When we're up here, not only will they be checking where you're going and, you know, and all this paying by the mile, it just kills us up here. And, again, it's a lack of understanding from people along the coast to, you know, to once they go 10 miles inland, things change.
Yeah, and that's the other thing is that Phil Ting from San Francisco was just, I mean, he was really he was soaking it up. I could just tell the whole trip that I mean, all of them were, but it was pretty cool. We went down to my ranch. We were looking at the Pitt River runs. There's a canyon that runs around there by the back of my ranch, and we're standing there on the edge of the canyon, going to take a photo, and a bald eagle flew right by. Some of them never even seen a bald eagle in the wild, and I mean, with like 30 yards out, it was like I call it the hand of God. God just sent an eagle by to, you know, let them know that they're, and they just freaked out. I mean, they loved it. That day we saw five bald eagles up around the valley there, and so those kind of opportunities, along with you know, moving legislation here, I think that's what's making me successful. You know, I'm on the ballot. I'll be on the ballot here in June, and
you are.
I hear I got some opposition. I know that
you do?
Somebody in Reading pulled out some papers.
Really?
We did been checking with the clerks, and you know that's fine.
I didn't know that, Brian. Really, seriously.
Yeah, I got to. Well, it just happened last week, and that's fine.
Okay.
I'm up for a good fight. I don't mind campaigning. I actually enjoy it. It gets me out to my people more. And
well, frankly,
you get a feel for where your constituents are. Yeah. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm fighting hard down here, and I'm trying to do the best I know how. And what I say to people all the time is, you know, I took a pay cut to come here. I'm away from my business and my family, my beautiful wife and kids. And so I'm not in it for anything else other than doing the right thing for the North State. And we've been successful at it somewhat.
Well, okay. Hey, Brian, I know how busy you are, and we appreciate you being on today, and especially with those big things happening, the GPS on the cars, the high-speed train, and this part about the assisted health care, which is another thing to hit us and bring us. The last question I have in the
sure.
Second Amendment stuff is the unfunded liabilities. It just doesn't seem to be getting any better yet. We seem to be pushing more money into the
yep.
budget and not paying that off.
It's been something I've talked about since I started campaigning for this office. It's the number one in my mind. That's bigger than anything else that we have to tackle because, you know, I tell the lobbying groups that come into my office here that, you know, they want more pension. They want the state to pay more for their pensions. They want raises and those type of things. I say, you know, you can have it all. 100% of nothing is nothing. At the end of the day, if we don't take care of what we've promised to you already, we're going to fail, and we're going to collapse under bankruptcy. And, you know, obviously they don't want to hear that because they're worried about what now, and they want somebody later to pay for it. Well, that's my children and grandchildren that are going to pay in these debts. I will say this. In this managed care financing program we do, we were able to leverage $240 million to go towards the long-term debt, which is
good.
So I think the positive thing to say is that, you know, with open primaries and the ability for Democrats to be able to be beat by Democrats and Republicans to be able to be beat by Republicans, you have to pay attention to the right things. And we've seen a change here. We've seen Republicans who got beat by – or Republicans being beat by Republicans and Democrats losing their seats, the incumbents losing their seats. And so now you have to pay attention to your district. You can't just be doing crazy stuff. I think it's going to be positive for California in the future. There's no way it cannot be because there's more – progressives than there are conservatives, and I think that's going to change, and I see it change. We have a lot more moderate Democrats here who are willing to vote with us, just like on this managed care thing, to do what's right for California. So that can only get better when you are in the threat of losing your job.
Okay. Hey, our guest has been Assemblyman Brian Daly. We really appreciate it, Brian. I know you have to run, and we have to run.
Okay.
Good luck on Friday with Reagan.
Yep. I'm glad to hear from you, Linda. It's good to have you on once in a while, lady.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, she just ran out and just coming back in. So, hey,
all right,
Brian,
thanks, Carl.
You bet. Thanks a lot. See you
Bye.
Soon. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back with Susan Eastman.
Powerhouse Solar. Like most people, you are probably considering how you're going to reduce your household expenses and make those dollars stretch a little further. At Powerhouse Solar, we specialize in helping people find peace in the chaos. By lowering their electric bills through solar energy, we put them back in control and help them save money. We design solar systems that lower your energy bills, give you a manageable monthly payment you can count on, and avoid the electric rate increases. If you want energy independence with a battery backup system, we do that too. Getting solar installed on your home or business is a smart way to combat rising energy bills, and choosing the superior quality of SunPower Solar is equally important. Powerhouse Solar, we're a premier dealer for SunPower. We choose to partner with SunPower because they are the strongest American solar manufacturing company with the best warranty and the most efficient solar panel in the world. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or learn more at powerhousesolar.com.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 304.
How about some traditional Mexican food for Second Tuesday dinner in March, Abby?
I love authentic Mexican food. We must be going to Mazatlan Grill.
That's right. With their welcoming, friendly staff and fiesta-like atmosphere, you can start with tableside guacamole made to your liking and sizzling fajitas and so much more to choose from.
Please join us on Tuesday, March 8th at Mazatlan Grill as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society to help them care for the stray, abused, and unwanted animals as they look to place them in loving homes.
It is all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It's Wednesday, the 24th of February. It is 18 minutes after 8 o'clock and...
currently 45 degrees in the downtown. So it's mostly sunny today with our temperatures around 72, partly cloudy around 46. We're going to do a weather update here in just a minute when Bob... pulls up our forecast. Thursday is going to be sunny with around 75. Thursday night's 46. Chance of showers on Friday with our temperatures around 72, with Friday night being around 47. And again, Saturday we have showers again. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Pretty soon it's going to be as cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated. Snow actually is currently 50 degrees in the downtown studios. Brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's locally owned and operated, 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. In the business for over 20 years, voted best in the North State. They do it all. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. That's what we use. Now we're here with...
our very special guest this morning is Susan Eastman, who's the first Vice President of Investments, Financial Advisor Susan Eastman. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Thank you for having me this morning.
Well, you know what?
We kind of got our times all messed up.
That's okay.
We got it fixed now.
We made time for Brian Daly as you patiently stood by, and Bob was good with us on the fly here. But, you know, you're the first Vice President Investment Officer with Wells Fargo Advisors. And you, there's so much that you, it's very timely for you to start having a regular portion on our show. because people are going into 2016 tax returns. What am I doing with my life? Elections, stock market changing, all kinds of things. And they're feeling like unstable.
It's pretty overwhelming right now. I can say that. And we're here to help. I'm here to help people. And we're starting the new year. And we talked last time I was here about just checking on your any beneficiaries, updating any information. But today we're going to focus on just a retirement checkup. And basically, we need to find out, are we sitting on the sidelines? And we talked about, you just mentioned a lot going on. Well, with volatility in the stock market, that is considered a buying opportunity. It can be viewed as a buying opportunity instead of a panic selling situation. And we need to double check on how what we're doing with our retirement savings, 401ks, IRAs. And if you're sitting on the sidelines, you should review that, because the Dow right now and the S&P 500 are down about 12% from the high, and the NASDAQ, the technology sector, is down about 14% from the high.
Okay, so for us though,
it's a pullback.
That have to, you know, that we rely on you. And, you know, in the sense of, okay, so I got my tax returns back, like Linda says, and all this. Even though everything you're reading is pullbacks, mm-hmm. this could be the time then, though, to invest.
To step in, you may get some advice from me or any other financial advisor, but you need to find out how much you have in the stock market, because sometimes you're not 100% in the stock market. I find dealing with my clients, they have to have a review of that, because when they hear the statistics in the morning, the Dow is down 200 points, the S&P 500 is off 50 points, they automatically feel a little bit of stress because they feel like their account's going down. So we review how much is in your portfolio, how much is in stock alone. And sometimes it's only 50%, so we have to do a complete review and get our emotions in line with what's really happening in their portfolio versus the news.
Oh, yeah, because people, when they see this, I imagine that you've got to be just as cold as possible. I mean, really, I shouldn't say cold, it's not the right word. You've got to be as objective
yeah.
as possible, not cold, but as objective as possible, because people are like, oh, my gosh. You know, when they're watching, I mean, remember, well, you know, you were in this years ago when there were people watched 70% of everything they had just disappeared.
In this career, and I've been there almost 20 years at Wells Fargo Advisors, formerly A.G. Edwards, you will see many downturns in your career if you've been there for 30 years. But each time, there's more positive markets than down markets, or people would not invest in the stock market.
I mean, it just keeps going up.
So you just have to weather the volatility. It's part of normal process in the stock market, actually. And it is what I consider a buying opportunity. Instead of running, don't follow the herd. Come back and think about what it is that you're buying. Talk about the company names instead of just calling it the stock market. Can I get PepsiCo at a reasonable price that pays a dividend? What companies are – you can drive around town. Sometimes I have to get out of the office, to be honest. And I drive around town and see Walmart still open. I see stores still open, operating, because we're still buying goods and services.
Yeah.
And so the economy is still running. It's just slower right now. And there's opportunities.
Well, your areas of focus, and I'm looking at your site, business services, education funding, and 529 plans.
Right. You want to, if your family is growing, you have children, those are education funds, plans to save for college. And so besides retirement saving, you can expand to college savings.
Mm-hmm.
And I can help you with that at the office.
That's fantastic.
Is it when you're saving, I mean, everybody says, oh, you pay yourself and you go into savings. Is it better to put money aside for savings, or is it better to, say, like, pay off bills like credit cards? How do you balance
That's a good question. Actually, if the credit card interest is over 5 or 6%, maybe to 9%, you might be better off focusing on getting your debt down and then freeing yourself from that and then start saving.
And then investing in this.
Or just save $50 a month in a mutual fund and pay your debt off.
Mm-hmm.
Because it might take you several years to do that one debt
consolidation. Yeah, because it seems like, you know, it seems like
you sort of have to split the two in two different parts.
But you want to get yourself out of debt, and that's one of the things that, that you also work with, too, because as a financial advisor, you help on all levels.
Right. I have a personal budget sheet that's available, and it's actually an Excel spreadsheet that I can email to someone, and they can type in their information, so it's really a good tool. Mm-hmm. And it's a good way to start the year before you start expanding into, should I save this or that? What is your budget? Is the first and foremost.
And a lot of people, I don't think, really know what that is. I mean, maybe if you knew, okay, my budget is my spending money per month that I can actually really spend is this much. And maybe taking a look at that.
It's really hard to look at. Most people want to avoid that.
Yeah.
And you start with your income.
Right.
And you put that up at the top. And then you start out with your spending.
I'm just chortling here when you say that. When you're talking budget, how much can I spend? I just start laughing.
Sometimes you just want to close the book. but it's not going to help you if you do that. You really need to find out your behavior about spending.
Right.
And it starts with your ATM purchases. You can see through your checking account how you're spending.
Right.
But you do. That's part of your overall
financial
planning. Mm-hmm. Is you work on budgets. You work about that long range planning. And don't think this has to start when you're 20. This is
for all lifelong ages. Because we can stall as a person. We can be great sometimes and then slide back down. Something happens in our life that changes everything. You just have to keep starting over and following through on your discipline.
I like that, starting over, because we do that a lot of times, just, again, like working out. It's almost like training a muscle.
Right.
I don't know. I've been very bad about training my muscle that way. But Susan, you know, it's a behavior modification. Mm-hmm. And also just being aware. So here's the thing that I think of when you go to a financial planner and advisor and you're talking about estate planning. If you don't have any IRAs, if you don't have anything like that, but mm-hmm. you have maybe just a retirement income, it's like you don't have a CD or those kinds of things. For some, there's the fear of getting naked, completely of getting, you know, exposing themselves in front of you. How do you help people to just be like, it's okay, we're in this thing together. You've come to me, well, let's figure it out. It's like going to a doctor.
Well, first of all,
let's look inside your bones.
I try not to have a very sterile environment because it is scary coming to someone in their office, even if you're going to see an attorney, any type of thing that's surrounding disclosure or anything like that. So my office, I try to keep it pretty friendly, but serious. It's a serious time. I just spend a lot of time asking questions slowly, and then sometimes after the clients get comfortable, they start telling me things because I'm really trying to help them. Mm-hmm. Once they feel the trust that I'm really trying to help them, not make it a negative experience. I'm not trying to discipline them. I'm not trying to turn it into, why are you doing this behavior? I'm actually trying to get them to tell me everything, because during the downturn, I just would share the story. I had helped a couple, and they never told me that the income from their IRA was actually, I thought the income was going to their household budget to help them have a nice experience in retirement. It was actually going to pay $1,000 a month for a motorhome they never told me they purchased. And they had a big debt. They retired and bought this big motorhome. And then during the downturn of 08, I found that out, that they were afraid that they had to lose the motorhome because the stock market was dropping. And I never knew that $1,000 was going to a debt payment.
Mm.
So it's really important to be totally honest, because I need to construct some portfolios to match what your risk tolerance is, and it's really helpful to know everything mm-hmm. before I put you in the stock market.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you have to do that. If you trust somebody enough to share your finances, I mean, that's next to your medical care.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's probably easier talking to a doctor because you're used to it. then you know, and having the you know, then starting with medical care. Hey, we've got to take a quick break here at 8:30 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned business there, and Espresso Joe's with great coffees, lattes, espressos, anything you could possibly want, plus tea, beer, wine, all of it, and discounts for veterans. Then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is simply excellent. All of this, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, and they do a lot for our community. Joe and Shelley do. And like I said, a veteran-owned business, Tobacco and Brew. 8:30 in the morning, our guest Susan Eastman, and we're talking from Wells Fargo Vices, and we're talking financial acuum here. We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, president of Wellgate Sports Club.
And I'm Allie Evers, proud owner of Boheme Spa.
At Wellgate, we're dedicated to building a club focused on improving the quality of your life, which is why we are so excited to introduce our new partner, Boheme Spa.
Thank you, Rich. Both Boheme Spa and Wellgate Sports Club share the same business philosophy and commitment to mind, body, and health. Conveniently located inside the Wellgate Sports Club, Boheme Spa is Redding's premier Aveda concept spa, featuring the complete line of Aveda products and Aveda signature services.
Wellgate Sports Club, in partnership with Boheme Spa, is proud to announce a groundbreaking new membership category called Rejuvenate. In addition to a standard premium access membership, Rejuvenate members receive 2 spa treatments per month from Boheme Spa for the term of the membership.
Reward yourself for your hard work and effort at the club with relaxing and restorative treatments.
Call 768-1205 today. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
CareNet Pregnancy Center of Northern California is hosting a community-wide free event on Friday, March 4th at Redding Christian Fellowship Church from 6 to 8:30. Join us for a beautiful evening of worship, presentations from our team, client stories, an open mic for Q&A, as well as a call to action. If you have a heart for celebrating life in our community, we'd love for you to partner with us at this event. Please RSVP at carenetnorcal.org/upcomingevents. Call 530-246-7075.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 8:33 in the morning here on KCNR 1460.
Good Wednesday morning and hump day, 50 degrees.
4, 5, 6, 7.
Carl's rocking out.
It's
good
that
morning.
Music.
Welcome back to KTNR 1460 with our guest this morning. But this first, our portion of the show is brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Head on down there to a great, great haircut or beard trim in Bob's case. You know what? You look so Amish this morning. And it you know what?
Like
it's discounts for seniors. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue.
Yeah. I'll be shopping for my flat.
There you go. If you need one of those. Now, I mean, it's very Amish. Or either that or your Captain Ahab. I haven't figured it out yet.
Banshee's coming back.
Banshee's coming back. That's right.
Love it.
Speaking of Amish.
Okay. I know. That's just an inside thing about some television show we like where they've got Amish. Susan Eastman is our guest this morning. Welcome back. She's the first vice president of investments for Wells Fargo with her financial advising experience. We're going over some wonderful things here.
And
about
that is Wells Fargo Advisors.
Wells Fargo Advisors.
Located at 2705 Park Marina Drive.
There you go.
And phone number is?
530-243-7561.
There you go. You know what?
And I'm going to get my braces off pretty soon.
And you know what? 18.
And then I won't be lisping all the time.
Oh, well,
you're not lisping. We've had people come in here that just... They've lost, you know, so they had got their front teeth knocked out, and it sounds different. Well,
yeah. Well, listen, how is it going for you?
I'll be done by June.
Oh, my gosh.
Two and a half years.
This is Susan who was...
Who lost two teeth playing softball.
Yeah, playing softball on first base and got the ball smacked into her face and broke your jaw, too, didn't it?
No, it didn't break
your jaw. Oh, okay, just knocked out your teeth, though. Yep.
Yeah, but when you have adult teeth knocked out, that's not fun because then forever...
I know. I hate when I go to the orthodontist and I have to get unwound, and then I have to go brush and floss, and I have no teeth. I have to look in the mirror and go, oh, yeah, that's how you look. But my implants are on the way.
So you're going to have are they going to drill in the bone?
No.
That kind?
I'm going to get crowns.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it'll be beautiful.
Anyway.
You'll be beautiful. Okay, so you're
already beautiful.
What are the headlines? Am I sitting on the sidelines?
Well, basically, when we're sitting on the sidelines, that means you're not participating. And not only are you not participating, you're not growing your money. The interest rates are still very low, and the stock market is volatile, which means there's buying opportunities. The one thing that sitting on the sidelines means, too, if you work for a company and they offer a retirement plan, sometimes it's prudent to check with the company so that you sign up. Some people never sign up. And companies sometimes have company matches, and that's considered free money. That's not your money. That's money the company is willing to give you. So I always encourage employees to look into their company plan, if they have one, and sign up, at least contribute the minimum to get the company maximum.
Okay.
Because doing nothing means you're doing nothing.
Interesting. Okay. So, you know, when you look at some foundations, they have to invest their money. They have to, you know, where's it going? And somebody has to watch the sheet and the income. And this is the beautiful part of what Susan Eastman, have somebody who does this every single day handle your accounts and your money. Mm-hmm. And then what do you have, like regular checkups? What do you have?
Well, I talk to clients probably every 3 months.
Okay.
Or upon need. Sometimes clients have needs. And it's really a great relationship because sometimes they just ask me, do you think I should buy a motorhome? Do you think, you know, I want to pass this by you. My kids need help. Do you think I should help them financially? I become their liaison, their trusted advisor for any question they might need. My mom's health is failing. Do you know anybody? Do you know a great place for assisted living or things like that? So we have a lot of information and awareness around the community, and we can just be a good go-to person. Besides just watching the stocks or the bonds in your portfolio, we actually become a trusted friend advisor in all walks of life.
So how do you feel about the right now with the market for homes here in Reading?
I think that the market's improving slowly, and right after December it's pretty flat, but as spring comes, I think there's going to be more opportunities for buying homes. The rates are staying low, and so hopefully we'll see some first-time home buyers come in, younger families, the millennials that we talk about a lot, and I think we'll see some more movement. We need more industry here to attract transfers
from out of the area. But I think our community really is offering a lot of things with the nature here, the beauty. I think the city is bringing in more culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're part of our culture. You're a singer, and we're bringing more things into the Cascade Theater, and there's a lot more things to do here now.
Well, we just had two young guys on this morning, Scott Seaton, who is our new North State Symphony conductor, mm-hmm. and he had a violinist on this morning, and they're both probably under 30.
Right.
Under 30, on fire, love what they do, and I just love them coming in and just being passionate about, mm-hmm. you know, just bringing it. So Scott could go anywhere, and he chose, you know, he was one of the four that was chosen to be the conductor for the mm-hmm. North State. So we're so happy to have him here, and that's what we're talking about. There's a lot of excitement going on here. So we plan on being here.
Mm-hmm.
We're far from retiring, although Carl's retired from the military. You know, we're thinking about how do we grow ourselves here more in Reading and with what, you know, our lives. So we're taking a look at this very seriously.
And my kids are millennials, and they're 30, 27, and 26 years old. And I really love being around young people. And I want to encourage them to save also, because they feel like their future is not as great as their forefathers.
Yeah, this is the first generation that actually thinks that they're not going to have as much as their parents.
Right. So I just helped a young 18-year-old. He's working, and he's also going to school. And he said he wanted to be richer than his father. So he's motivated. He just needs to get started. And he's doing something for himself. And his dad is my client. So it's been really, really fun working with him. I take the time to work with him. He doesn't have a lot of money, but I want to encourage him to start. And I will do that. I will spend time with the younger generation.
Well, this isn't fair to ask you this, but you'll probably know it because you know all this stuff. But if you save something like $50 a month, or, you know, when you're 18.
It's amazing. I don't have my future calculator, but it is amazing how money can grow.
If you started
if you
18
just,
at 15, at $50 a month.
You could be a millionaire.
By the time you're 50, 40s, you're several times
if
a millionaire.
If you kept it up and you never veered and you never stopped and you just put that aside,
kept putting
it's
it in
amazing.
Every month. And how it would grow and all this over mm-hmm. up and down over the stock and all that by the time you retire you've got a couple million
and don't get married and divorced,
right?
Yeah,
well, there's a lot of ifs on this thing, you know, and
but it really is the discipline of saving that
yes.
creates the wealth.
Now, if you're saying here, if you're starting out later in life, one of your tips and to if you're starting out later in life and saving, you don't have to start when you're 18. But you just have to be smart in how you do it.
Right. If you first of all, you want to not stop and start, because that's really difficult. But life changes things. Things change for you when you're 18, 20, 30, 40. But I don't want people to just be discouraged. If you start at 40, actually I started at 37, just for my personal story, because I was a stay-at-home mom. I didn't have a retirement plan. So when I went to work for A.G. Edwards is when I started my saving with the retirement 401k. So I'm plugging away, and I will probably work till I'm 70, because I want to have a better nest egg. I put three kids through college, so I'm not upset about starting later in life. I'm now that they're grown and they're taking care of themselves, I can devote my saving all to myself. I put the highest percentage in that I can now and just focus on my last 15 years, because I'm 56 years old. And so there's still time to save. We just have to do it.
You just have to do it. And you have to. And if you're not an expert at it, it's more than just putting it in your savings account. It's really not the best idea.
Interest rates are really low. That's a safe place to invest, but it's not going to grow very fast. And inflation is there, even though the inflation rate is very low. You go to the grocery store, a gallon of milk, some eggs, juice, that is spending $20 for three things, approximately.
Yeah, so it's really funny, because we were just talking about that at the break, like going in and just like, okay, I'm going to grab a little, like a couple sushi and some wine, and we're just going to, you know, that's 20, $30. you know, and that's just a quick drive through the store thing. Andrew, like you're saying, well, you're laughing because, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm just going to stop by and get
wine.
A little sushi, a little La Crema wine. Oh, gosh, all of a sudden it's over $20. Honey, what about this? Well, how about this? How about we just stop by the bait shop and get you some Paisano? Well, you know what I mean? Then you can, you know, it only $5.
Well, Linda and I were talking at the break, too, how fast-paced our lives are. And we're constantly just running and finding out at the end of the month how much we spent on all these things. Instead of saving first, we're finding out, wow, I spent this much on lunch, meeting friends after work, fast move through the grocery store because we don't have time to make a list. All those things actually spend our money faster.
Yeah, it's true. Okay. And you wonder when you look at your debit card at the end of the month, which I usually don't do. I just look at my account and go, what happened?
And it dings every morning.
Right.
Because it comes to a certain point, it goes ding.
Oh, yeah. You're below your level.
Below the level. I put the level. And you know what? It's not an
exceedingly. It's a nightmare for me. I swear I wake
six
up
o'clock,
and go, oh.
At 6 o'clock every morning.
It could be an email.
It goes
but
ding.
As soon as it dings at a certain time, I'm like, oh, God.
Anyway, okay.
Check,
we know you have
in,
to run.
Check,
we know you have to get to. Okay, but I know what else do you have?
The one thing that I wanted to bring up, too, is the Social Security statement. Everyone should look at their Social Security statement. And I helped a person just the other day go online while they're in my office. We set it up so we could print the statement right there. It was really helpful because then you know what you're going to get as an estimate and how far off you might be for your retirement income level.
Oh,
so,
for in the future.
Right.
Okay.
So it's good to find out now instead of wait till you're 65 years old, and know that you didn't save enough. Because your income, you're used to having a lifestyle with what your wages are. So it's a good to just get that statement printed. It's so easy to get. You can just go right online and have it right in your hands. And sometimes you don't like to look at it because it doesn't show what you want it to show.
Mm-hmm.
And Social Security was never meant to be a sole support.
Of course not. It was meant to be an
assist. So,
no matter what people seem to think it's supposed to be. Okay. Our guest has been Susan Eastman. And tell us how to get a hold of you, Susan.
I'm located at 2705 Park Marina Drive, Wells Fargo Advisors. And my number is 530-243-7561. And thank you.
Oh, no, thank you very much, because you always come in here with some great stuff.
And she's running off to see a client right now, waiting in her office, so that's great.
So thanks a lot, Susan.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, Wednesday, the 24th of February.
Hi, this is Sue Blake from Powerhouse Solar. Like most people, you are probably considering how you're going to reduce your household expenses and make those dollars stretch a little further. At Powerhouse Solar, we specialize in helping people find peace in the chaos. By lowering their electric bills through solar energy, we put them back in control and help them save money. We design solar systems that lower your energy bills, give you a manageable monthly payment you can count on, and avoid the electric rate increases. If you want energy independence with a battery backup system, we do that too. Getting solar installed on your home or business is a smart way to combat rising energy bills, and choosing the superior quality of SunPower Solar is equally important. Powerhouse Solar, we're a premier dealer for SunPower. We choose to partner with SunPower because they are the strongest American solar manufacturing company with the best warranty and the most efficient solar panel in the world. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or learn more at powerhousesolar.com.
It's that time of year again for the Redding Gun Show, this March 5th and 6th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Saturday hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammunition, and of course, reloading supplies. The Redding Gun Show, this March 5th and 6th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
400-pound bears, Dakota Fred of Gold Rush fame, Tough Shed's Ultimate Man Cave, 220-foot Super Zip Line, Laser Tag, Man Submersible Water Rocket, Jet Evader, Splash Dogs, Kids Crown Fishing Pond, Rock Climbing Wall, Fast Spin. All this and more as Crown Motors presents the all-new NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, March 4th, 5th, and 6th. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Once a year only, show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing, tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife, art, camping, RV accessories, and more. March 4th through 6th.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday the 24th. I have Linda here with me.
Good morning, everybody.
Phone lines are 605-4567. And
we've had a morning.
59 degrees out there. It's been fast this morning. But you know what? You know, our schedules are quick. And because Dally had to, come on and leave early, so he called before the news. And I didn't want to miss a chance. We only get him like once a month.
Right.
To catch up on these things that are happening, you know, that impact on us out here. Congressman LaMalfa, of course, will be on next Friday. Not this Friday, but next Friday. Mm-hmm. And, and we have, we try to keep up on all the ones. Plus, now we just found out somebody else is running for assemblyman, so we have to find out who that is and get them on the show. And we've got a couple more supervisor candidates that we have not had on the show yet that we need to have on. So, all of these things going on. Yeah, Bob.
I want to know what was going on around the rail yard this morning. Lots of law enforcement activity. They're at the Union Pacific rail yard.
I understand that somebody was stealing a train, and they were
would be a trick.
Okay. A homeless guy was trying to put it into his pack and run down the street with it, but it wasn't quite working. A transient, not a homeless guy. Bethel had this big meeting yesterday. Okay, they had two meetings at City Hall yesterday. Now, one was on Bethel building this 39.8-acre expansion they have for 1900 worship center for 2600 and a school for 3000 students and parking for 1800 people. And so the environmental impact, all that was there in the city council room chambers. In the room next to them, in the community room, was the meeting on feral cats. How many people do you think showed up for the Bethel one, and how many people do you think showed up for the feral cat question? Who do you think outnumbered the other?
I'm willing to bet there were three times as many people at the cat thing.
Well, I'm sure there were several. I'm sure there was a few dozen there at Bethel. I wasn't there. But the cat had over 60 people. The feral cat question had over 60 people in it. And as Mark's story, and Mark is trying to get both sides together on this one, because you've got some pretty strong ideas. He says, "Well, I think we've opened the lines of communication." And right after you said that, two people said, "The battle lines have been drawn." So you've got one group that says, "Well, you know what? We can't just trap them and kill them." In fact, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, was talking about these yesterday. We've had communities that really put a huge effort into trapping and killing them. But it took 14 years. On the other hand, if you trap them and neuter them and turn them back out, it reduces the cat population. Where it used to be 300 cats around here, now it's down to 14 in this area. It's because cats will fill in the areas where other cats are gone, where you'll have a cat that's been trapped, neutered, and put back there will continue, yes, to hold its space, but then will die or be killed, you know, in the natural, you know, in the nature, you know, out there. So what's better? Well, now then you've got, you know, Dr. Randy Smith, who everybody knows is such an advocate of these rivers and streams and trails yes. around here. I mean, this man is a leader. Works tirelessly
on the cleaning to the trails
that.
As well.
And he looks over there and he says, frankly, these feral cats are killing off all the birds. Well, they do. They kill a lot of birds. They also kill a lot of rodents and other little mammals out there. And then you've got the guy that says, wait a minute, you know, we shouldn't ever kill them. Mike Warren from Turtle Bay says, it's not in our mission statement to trap animals and kill them here at Turtle Bay. So the idea of them being trapped, neutered, and released back over there is fine. Then they're talking about maybe we should find different ways or different areas to put the feeders at. The bottom line, though, is in a lot of these feeders is they leave the guys feeding it or people feeding them just leave the cans there. And so the cans lay in there, attract skunks and rodents and everything else to that area. And so what's the problem with just, how about if we just feed them, you know, dry food up in a feeder that they can get to, but, you know, rats can't, skunks can't. So all these questions came up last night. The other thing that happened yesterday, which I found was really amusing, not as amusing as my friend.
What?
I went over to his house.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's a good story to close our day with.
Okay.
Don't
yeah.
open your door.
No. You can't tell it. You'll ruin the whole story here. Okay. I knock on the door. He comes to the door. How you doing, buddy? His dog comes up, licks my hand. and I walk in and I go, and I notice this certain ambiance, you might say. He goes, can you smell it? And I went, what is that? And he goes, skunk.
Can you say pungent?
Pungent. It was pungent. Not as bad as it, you know, but you could tell that there was a slight skunky smell.
OD is
right.
Skunk.
OD the skunk. Anyway, so we're talking, and he and his loved one had been on a trip 2 weeks before.
Yes, he was.
And he got a fabulous honor, great award.
Yes.
But he was gone. While they were gone, they had a house sitter that watched the dog and the cat. Well, the lady lets the dog out one night, skunk in the yard, the fight's on, they're rolling around out there in the yard. The lady's afraid, well, gosh, the skunk's out there and they're fighting. What if the skunk's got rabies? She opens the door up to yell. The dog sees an opening to be able to break contact with the skunk, runs into the house. She closes the door. Dog's in the house with the skunk smell.
That's it.
That was it. That's all it took. And knowing this dog probably rolled around on the rug or something. Anyway.
What did she do then? Did she?
He says, would you open the door if the dogs had a fight with the skunk? And I said, no.
No, you carried it in.
I carried, but I did carry the dog in, wrapped in a towel.
Until
Linda said to me.
My eyes got as big as this room.
And said, I'm not even going to tell you what she said because you would not imagine the words that came out of that girl's lips. Right there describing not only the smell, but me.
Yeah,
and the dog, and I levitated right out the door.
Yes.
I mean, it was like I had been beamed from the washroom to the laundry room to 10 feet outside the door.
Yeah.
I don't even remember moving, but I was outside.
Well, you brought it in with your eyes like, oh, my God, what should I do? You wrapped her in a towel.
I didn't say, what should I do? Well, I just wrapped her in a towel.
You didn't say the words, but your eyes were like, oh, here's the dog wrapped in a towel. Now what? Okay, so there was that second of being in the house. I'm not even sure if the door was closed, but it was like, get the dog outside of the house. So now that's when we found out the remedy.
That's right.
Which is, of course, always know this because skunk season's coming, folks. And we get them in our backyard. We don't know how they squeeze through the fence, but they could come in the backyard. So
I think they like it. They like coming in because they have a chance to hook and jab with
so
elk killer,
hydrogen peroxide. And you know what? We need more. We're out of it.
Dawn.
Hydrogen peroxide and baking soda.
Baking soda and warm water. You mix it together. It gets this nice big, it's a chemical reaction. You pour it on the dry dog that's smelly, or cat that's smelly, or the kids, and you wash them off with it, and then you rinse them.
There's a section that you forgot there.
What's that?
While you put the solution after it foams in the bucket on the dog, you must let it sit for 5 minutes.
Oh, that's right. You have to sit.
You just let it sit. And what had happened with us during this time, after it sits, okay, you know, 4 or 5 minutes, the dogs are shaking because they're traumatized. You're traumatized. Everybody's traumatized. Then you rinse them off. Okay, and then you're going to see you may have to reapply it, but it really the solution should take it off. Now, when we have this experience the second time that this happened, first time I did tomato juice, forget about it. That doesn't work. That's an old wife's
tale. We never used tomato
juice.
Well,
in my former life, I used tomato juice, and I had my friend come over and bring 2 cans.
I've got to finish this other story.
It was under my fingernails. I wanted to continue that. I went back. The solution was outside.
I got 1 minute to finish the story.
Finish it.
So I asked. I said, well, how does she take this, you know, your bride here? And he goes, she is the best. She is absolutely the best. She says, what am I going to do? Move? Nobody would buy the house. Anyway, so this. Anyway, the smell.
Love it.
It's not that bad now, but I can just imagine when they came back in, if the house had been closed and they walked back in.
Oh, no.
And, but you know what? I just have to say is they're taking it great. And it's always good. And I'm not mentioning any names either on this because people will go, oh, don't want them to ask them. Anyway, hey, tomorrow we got a lot of stuff going on. Trish Clark's coming in. We've got a lot of things happening tomorrow and Friday of this week. Hope everybody has a great day. Remember, and it's the good guys against the bad guys out there.
Have a great day.
Back Which down. Are you?
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I
KCNR
won't
Shasta
back
Redding.
Down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenya. Marco Rubio has edged out Ted Cruz for second place in the Nevada caucuses and first place Donald Trump, who took aim at Ted Cruz last night.
This guy, Ted Cruz, is the single biggest liar I have ever dealt with in my life. I mean it. I've never seen... He will lie about anything. And you meet some... Now, I've met much tougher people than Ted Cruz. He's like a baby compared to some of the people I have to deal with. He is like a little baby.
Marco Rubio says it's all or nothing for him in this election.
I've imposed term limits on myself. I'm not running for re-election to the Senate. Next January, I will either be a private citizen or I will be the President of the United States, and we're going to work to be the President of the United States.
Texas's highest criminal court has dismissed the second and final felony charge against former governor and presidential contender Rick Perry.
The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals has voided an abuse of power charge. A lower appeals court dismissed a coercion charge against Perry in July. An Austrian